This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian missiles have pounded a military training base near Ukraine's western border with Poland, killing dozens of people. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The cruise missiles targeted a Ukrainian military training facility that is less than 15 miles from the border with NATO member Poland. Over 30 people were killed in the attack. Poland is a transit route for Western military aid to Ukraine, and the United States increased the number of American troops deployed there. The training center near Yerovyev seems to be the furthest west point that Russia has targeted in Ukraine since the invasion. The facility has long been used to train Ukrainian military personnel, often alongside instructors from the U.S. and other NATO countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Russian news agency TASS is reporting that Ivan Fyodorov, the kidnapped mayor of the Ukrainian city of Melitopol, is accused of raising money for a far-right group. TASS says the Luhansk prosecutor's office is preparing terrorism charges against him. Ukrainian officials say Fyodorov was escorted out of his office on Friday by Russian soldiers. Security camera footage from Melitopol's Victory Square appears to show someone being escorted out of a government building by soldiers, but the identity of the person has not been verified. The New York Times reports hundreds of people turned out in Melitopol on Saturday to protest the mayor's disappearance, but the protests were reportedly shut down by Russian forces. Like Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the mayor had made regular live broadcasts on social media to update Melitopol residents on the situation in the city. The city is just north of Crimea, the peninsula that Russia annexed in 2014. This is VOA News. Ukrainians and Israelis gathered in Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against the Russian military invasion in Ukraine, calling on President Vladimir Putin to stop the war. Ukraine voiced hope Saturday for positive results from Israel's bid to broker peace with Russia, denying a media report that suggested Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett had tried to nudge Kiev into caving to Moscow's demands. Bennett, acting at Ukraine's behest, held a three-hour Kremlin meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin last Saturday. He has since spoken twice with Putin by phone, four times with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Moscow has said little about Bennett's mediation efforts. It has issued terms including that Ukraine recognize Crimea as Russian and Russian-backed breakaway areas as independent. Kyiv says it will not cede any territory. An Iraqi and U.S. official say as many as 12 missiles struck near a sprawling U.S. consulate complex in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil in what was likely a strike launched from Iran. No injuries were reported in the attack, which marked a significant escalation between the U.S. and Iran. Hostility between the longtime foes has often played out in Iraq, whose government is allied with both countries. The Iraqi official in Baghdad initially said several missiles had hit the U.S. consulate in Erbil and that it was the target of the attack. Later, Kurdish officials said none of the missiles had struck the U.S. facility. Reuters is reporting that a second German energy company has received state aid due to a liquidity squeeze after Uniper secured credit facilities in January to cope with volatility in energy markets. This according to a source close to the finance ministry. Surging power prices have caused problems for European energy companies, which hedge their gas and power sales to cover price differences across markets. Germany's Uniper secured credit lines of up to $11 billion from parent Fortum and state bank KfW in January. The German finance ministry has declined to comment. Pope Francis has decried the barbarism of the killing of children and other defenseless civilians in Ukraine and pleaded for a stop to the attacks, in his words, before cities are reduced to cemeteries. In apparent reference to Russia, which invaded Ukraine February 24th, the Pope said there are no strategic reasons that hold up in the face of such armed aggression. Francis told about 25,000 people in St. Peter's Square on Sunday that Mariupol, the southern Ukrainian city which bears the name of the Virgin Mary, in his words, has become a city martyred by the heartbreaking war that is devastating Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.